WYLL's Youth Media Workshop presents Inspiration Radio, Relationships That Matter to Youth. Girls from Edison Middle School and boys from Urbana High School interviewed someone they care about and edit those interviews for radio. Molly Blazer interviewed her older sister Mary, a busy college student. Sitting down together for an interview gave Molly some much-wanted one-on-one time with her sister and helped her appreciate the little things in life.
What has been one of your most memorable moments?
This past summer when I traveled to Peru. Oh, it was incredible. I went there on a mission trip, and we went down to learn more about the Peruvian culture and to teach religion classes to children in a mountain village. I had to fundraise my entire salary to go down there. I wrote a whole lot of letters, and I had to give a couple talks at parishes. The whole thing was memorable from the very beginning when I first learned I was going. In Lima, we listened to some talks from our missionaries, and we went to a couple schools that were run by Christian Life Movement. So the second day we were there, we went to a school that was for children who were physically handicapped, and we helped feed them during lunch, and we played with them during recess. After that, we visited a private school. This one boy, Ariel, we washed his feet, and he just kept saying, "My feet are white! My feet are white!" from where his sandal straps had been, because they were excited to be clean. It was really cool. We went into the shanty town, which is just mountain after mountain and thousands of people with absolutely nothing. They live in houses made out of tin. They can't even really call them houses. They're really just four walls made out of whatever they could find and something they slapped on top of the house. There's really no water. I was surprised. They actually did have electricity. There were power lines everywhere. And the amount of just wild dogs and disease you could see was everywhere. I don't think any of us had really experienced poverty like that before.
You said you worked with children.
I specifically worked with a group of 6 to 8-year-olds. The kids there are so affectionate. Once you open up and show them that you care, they're just jumping all over you and want you to hold them or hug them or tickle them or play with them all the time. One little girl, Amy, no matter where I went, if she was there, she had to be held by me. We learned how to communicate with each other without using words. It's amazing how close you can get to someone without actually having to speak to them very much. The most important word in the Spanish language is tickle.
How's the food?
When we were in Arequipa, I had by far the most interesting food I've ever had. Guinea pig is actually a specialty in Arequipa. It's called cuy. It wasn't terrible, but it still looks like a guinea pig when you get it.
What inspired you to go?
After studying Spanish in high school, I always felt a connection with the people of Latin America, and I knew I always wanted to go and at least visit. And when the group I was involved with, Focus, was leading a mission trip, I kind of thought about it. I was like, oh, that sounds cool, Peru, and I think this is what I'm supposed to do. I just felt like it was the right thing to do. The fundraising was difficult, but it was totally worth it.
That was Mary Blazer talking to her sister Molly about her recent mission trip to Peru. Molly, a student at Edison Middle School, recorded and edited the interview for WYLL's Youth Media Workshop's radio series, Inspiration Radio, Relationships That Matter to Youth. Teacher Mevany Palmer and University of Illinois journalism student Morgan Martin mentored the students in the Youth Media Workshop. For more information on the workshop, visit our website, wyll.illinois.edu.